Middle East deaf communities are finding truth. Refugee kids are going back to school, and the gospel is changing lives in Mexico. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Current events are colliding with the Great Commission, and there's a place for you in all of it. Take this first story, for example. Heading into 2016, world leaders are still trying to figure out what to do about ISIS. At the same time, believers are taking action, and they need your help. Deaf Bible Society is working with Door International, another ministry to the deaf, to counter Islamic State recruitment of Middle East deaf people.
Right now, we're developing resources. Within this next year, we'll be able to start doing training with people who are eager to share the gospel with their deaf neighbors.
Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew says that by creating sign language videos, they're hoping to share God's word with deaf communities.
They would watch it because they have nothing else to watch. But through that, they were able to start asking questions. That's the open door for us to be able to present them with the gospel. The Lord's really given us an opportunity to make an impact with the gospel among the deaf today and like any other time in history.
Visit us online to connect with Deaf Bible Society.
Reach out to us and ask us how you can be more involved through prayer, through giving financially, even through going and through being part of the resource development.
Unfortunately, deaf individuals aren't the only ones hurting in the Middle East. Due to war, many kids there have lost their chance for an education. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is educating kids while sharing the gospel. Through Sat7's kids program, My School, children learn the basics from Christian teachers. For $50, you can give 50 kids an education for a year. One person can do so much when they're open to God's plans. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie tells us about a woman named Claudine who wanted to help impoverished women in her DR Congo community. She started Tabitha Center to teach women skills to earn a living. Best of all, they're also hearing about God's love. There are now 46 Tabitha Centers.
This is a way that Claudine intervened in the lives of people in her community because she prayed and asked God how he wanted her to respond and what he wanted her to do. We can all do that.
Claudine's story can be our story. All we have to do is ask.
As we're going in Grand Rapids, as we're going in Chicago, as we're going in Naperville, as we're going in, you name the city, the community, the country, and God will show us what he wants us to do.
Technology changes how we tell others about Jesus, yet some of the most effective methods are as old as mankind. Take storytelling, for instance. Galen Miller of Story Runners, a sister ministry of the Jesus Film Project, says that's how they're reaching an older type of culture.
They are called oral tradition cultures. Storytelling and songs are the main way they pass on everything that's important to them as a culture.
In other words, stories, including gospel stories, are taken seriously. Miller gives an example.
In one particular case in West Africa, there is a Muslim area that was typically resistant to the gospel. But when people from their heart language went in to share with them stories, they were incredibly open. They welcomed them in and all throughout the 5 weeks had them come back and say, "We want more of these stories. We like these stories."
Think you have what it takes to train storytellers? Visit our website to learn about this unique opportunity. A lot of storytellers and mission leaders start out because of a calling from Jesus. That's what happened with Christian Aid Missions Director in Mexico, Luis Juniro. When he was younger, Juniro wanted to learn about Jesus but couldn't find answers. However, when a family in America hosted him, his life transformed. He was able to learn the truth. When he got back to Mexico, he got involved with ministry and spread the news. See today's full stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more intelligently? Get our e-news delivered every morning. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. I'm Chris Lemke.